USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There's a report that the U.S. intelligence community does not believe North Korea honestly wants to get rid of its nuclear weapons. NBC News is reporting a CIA analysis says a more realistic concession by the North would be for it to scale down its nuclear program or undo some of its recent gains. That comes as Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is preparing to meet with a top North Korean official in New York City this week, perhaps as early as today, to nail down final details of a planned meeting between Kim Jong-un and President Trump.
I think we have to turn it into a teaching moment.
That's Valerie Jarrett, the target of a racist tweet by comedian Roseanne Barr that got ABC to pull Barr's show Roseanne. Overnight, Barr tweets that the use of the sleep aid Ambien was a factor in her lack of judgment in posting that original tweet. And this is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
Starbucks locations closed across the country so it can reboot its approach to how employees are trained. Roughly 8,000 coffee shops shut down for anti-bias discussions. Company Chairman Howard Schultz.
This is about leadership, and this is about moral courage and standing up and being accountable.
The reboot of Roseanne has been abruptly canceled. Jim Roop has more.
ABC calls a tweet posted by Barr abhorrent and repugnant. It was at the expense of former Obama advisor Valerie Jarrett, in which Barr compared Jarrett's looks and politics to a cross between the Muslim Brotherhood and the Planet of the Apes. It didn't take long for the network to pull the plug.
I mean, this might come as a complete shock to you.
Only how quickly it was done. Roseanne did apologize to Jarrett and the American people, but the damage was done. And after producer and co-star Sarah Gilbert condemned the tweet, Wanda Sykes said she no longer write for the show and calls for its cancellation. Canceled it was. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
CNN is standing by its story about actor Morgan Freeman, whose lawyers called on the cable news network to retract last week's claims, alleging sexual misconduct and harassment by the actor. The news outlet later releasing a statement saying it is standing by its reporting. A 10-page letter addressed to CNN's president, Jeff Zucker, accused the network of malicious intent and journalism malpractice. The letter points out many mistakes and discrepancies and claims the reporter involved baited supposed victims to come forward. The body of a Maryland National Guardsman has been found after heavy weekend flooding in the historic Maryland town of Ellicott City, just outside Baltimore. Howard County authorities say searchers found 39-year-old Edison Herman's body yesterday afternoon in the Patapsco River, just across the Baltimore County line. Herman was reportedly trying to help a woman find her cat in the heavy flooding when he got swept away on Sunday. Nobody else was reported missing or injured in that flooding. And the country's best young spellers have gathered in Washington, D.C. for the 2018 Scripps National Spelling Bee. More than 500 kids competing this year for prizes that include $40,000 and a pizza party for their entire school. And the finals will be broadcast on ESPN tomorrow, Thursday evening at 8:30. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.